So when we go to Revelation here, it says, my spirit. That's why when it says great grace came upon them, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall. Now remember what's the song they were rejoicing? Grace. Do you get what I'm saying here? Grace. Remember what Paul said? He said when he went to God, God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. He said, I now take pleasure, which means I'm rejoicing in my infirmities, that what? That grace might come in. And it's the same thing. So the man is rejoicing, but this is the way it operates. Right? I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,203 score days, clothed in sackcloth. I don't want to talk much about that, but that sackcloth means they were living fasted lives. Okay? And they were prophesying for 1,200. This is slightly over 3 years. Now, there's a reason to this, which was basically 3 years. The next verse here, it says, And these are the two olive trees that were prophesying. And the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Now, verse 5. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth, devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. And verse 6. These have power to shut the heavens. Now, this is from this prophetic utterance. That it rain not in the days of their prophecy. Which means the days in which you are prophesying in the days of manifestation of power. You stop prophesying, power ceases. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's in the days of prophetic utterances, those are the days where signs and wonders are in your life. Bring me to any person who is no longer prophesying and declaring things. I'm telling you, I will show you somebody who things have stagnated. This is how they began to build. Prophetic utterance started coming out. They rose up and started building. Wherever you have prophecies going forward, there's movement. So look at what it says here. Go back. And they have power over what has turned them to blood, which is what we saw there, to smite the earth with all manner of plagues as often as they will. Then the scripture says, and when they had finished their testimony, the beast ascended from the borderless plain, which means when the testimony was over, they had prophesied everything there, and they had finished their testimony. The beast ascended, which means Satan came back, went war with them, overcame them, and killed them. So Satan could only overcome when prophecy stopped. Then we go to verse 11. And then tells us they died there. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life came from God, entered into them, and they stood on their feet. And then great fear fell upon the people that saw them. So this speaks about the type of Jesus whose ministry went on for 3 years. And then he was there for 3 days and was raised up by the spirit of life, which means what Jesus was doing throughout all his ministry was prophesying there. He says the spirit, the flesh profited nothing. It's the spirit that quickens. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So once a man is prophesying there and is prophesying there and is prophesying there, there's power in the life of that man. The heavens are responding. Things are happening. If we go back to Joel there, it says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord during that time shall be saved, which means things are happening. Once prophetic utterances stop, all right, nothing happens in that person's life. Now, what are the roots of this prophetic utterances? Revelation 19 verse 10, the root of it, so we get it. It says, worship God. They fell down and talked about fellow servants. Revelation 19:10. All right? I'm thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Remember, it was at the end of their testimony. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the what? Spirit of prophecy. In other words, the testimony of Jesus is the life of prophecy. Is the source of prophecy. Without the testimony of Jesus, you can't prophesy. That's the life of prophecy there. That's when a man prophesies, he's speaking from what Jesus has testified or testimony of Jesus. Now, what's the meaning of that? John chapter 3 and verse chapter 5 and verse 39. It tells us this. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have what? Eternal life. But they are they which testify of me. So the scriptures are the testimony of Jesus. He now said, don't make this mistake. Verse 14. And you will not come to me with the testimony, which is what Daniel did, that you may have what? Life. Now, so the testimony of Jesus, all right, is the scriptures. So when you prophesy, you must be saying what is contained in scripture. Are you following what I'm saying? So if you observe Bishop Waluoke when he was prophesying during Wafbeck, this is what he did, and I was watching him. He will open up a scripture and teach, and when he gets to one part of the scripture, he will explain it, then turn and say, therefore I declare unto you. So, He read the testimony of Jesus, made utterances from it. Read the testimony of Jesus, made utterances from it. Read the testimony of Jesus, made utterances from it. If you are just saying something without the testimony of Jesus, which means without scriptures being showed you, right, it is good talk, but it is not prophetic utterance. Are you following what I'm saying here? So prophetic utterances come from the testimony of Jesus that is found in scripture. So if a man says, this mountain is before me, and I want this mountain to become a plain, and this mountain is some difficult situation here, a mountain of debt or something there, and this thing should disappear, he says, now you are going to speak. All right? Now, but before you speak and start declaring what will happen, go and search the scriptures to find out what I have to say and my testimony concerning this thing that is before you. That's what God is saying. I have testified concerning this in the scripture. There is something in the scripture that speaks to this impossible challenge. Now, you want to do it not by power, by might, but by the Spirit. First of all, start with the scriptures. So you go to the scriptures, and then scriptures begin to come to you. So you are there and you are trapped in a mountain of debt, so to speak. And then you get to a scripture that it tells you that, you know, the snare is broken, all right? And you have escaped out of the snare as a bird, all right, comes out. And you see scriptures of deliverance and all of that. He has brought my feet out of miry clay and set upon a rock to stay. And he has established my goings. Or you just see some testimonies there. And then you take that and then you say, well, I'm going to God with this in prayer. Now, simple here. And you begin to pray that to God. And God begins to supply his Spirit to you in answer to prayer there. You pray until you get to that gusher, which means there's a flow of the Holy Ghost. And then he tells you, now I want you to start prophesying and start declaring, all right, to that situation what the scripture says. So you start prophesying. Now, the minute you start prophesying, what he's saying is that oil now starts flowing through that pipe. All right, comes in, this happens inside your heart. And what happens is that the light now begins to do what? Come on. Now, what is that light? It says that those lights there are the seven eyes of the Spirit. In other words, there are dimensions to which you can now see clearly. So let's just say it says there are seven dimensions to this, which means you can see this particular situation, this mountain of debt. Everybody that got results from God, God showed them something. Moses was there by the waters there. It was bitter. God showed him something. He saw a tree there, broke the branch off, put it in there. Something happened. He says, the father of many nations have I made thee. He showed him something. All right. He offered up something. He showed him something. Everybody, God shows them something. So you begin to prophesy. You begin to prophesy. And that's oil that is coming in. Suddenly gets into your heart, your eyes get lit up, and you start seeing things in dimensions that a man who doesn't have the Holy Ghost can see. Are you following what I'm saying? So you now start seeing it different. The light begins to shine. You start seeing things. I mean, let me give an example. Right? During Wabek, and it just came to me for a service. We wanted to buy folders for the ministers, okay? You could put your journal and all of that. And I didn't like the quality of the ones they were showing me. So one time I was abroad in America, I decided, let me go and buy. I went around, I didn't see anything that looked impressive. Somebody in church had shown me something he did, a journal, and put his head up. Pastor, I did it, and it had the face of the person there. So I asked him, can you do this for 18 people and will impress their faces on the phone? He said, we can do it. Now, later on, after it was done, he told me, he just said that in faith. He said, it was your constant pressure. He said, we had never done it in our life. But you kept calling, is he ready? Is he ready? Is he ready? You traveled, you say, is he ready? Because when I got to America, I looked at it, and then I called him, is your own, you can do it? He said, yes. He said, we are trying to find out how to do it. We are trying to find out how to do it. He said, eventually we got it. Now, when we gave it to the ministers, just to show that in Nigeria, you can see something they don't see in America. Are you following what I'm saying? It's the Holy Ghost that shows you things. When we gave it to Dr. Bill Winston, he opened it. In fact, when we gave Mark Hankins, we now gave Reverend Victor Adeyemi. When Victor Adeyemi looked at Reverend Victor, looked at it, he went, oh. He said, can't you see? It's the effect, same effect he has on everybody. What? They were startled. What? All right? We gave them what? When we gave Dr. Bill Winston, He's the head of Joseph Business School that came with him. The lorries said, "Pastor, you have put me in trouble now. He is going to make a demand. We produce this also in America." They were seeing it for the first time, and it was from this church. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I'm going somewhere here that God wants to give you eyes to see things. Because he showed me, he said, the Holy Ghost is the inheritance. Tell people I don't have things that I'm dropping from heaven. He says, the Holy Ghost will open their eyes, and the earth is full of my riches, and they will see things that no other human being has ever seen. They will bring combination, and that is the manifestation of their inheritance on the earth. The Bible says there is much food in the tillage of the poor. If the Holy Ghost opens, that's not my teacher, opens your eyes. Wherever you are, you see things. Now, what I'm saying here. But how does this happen? So you start prophesying, the oil begins to move to create visibility. The oil starts moving inside your being. Are you following what I'm saying here? And every time, you start seeing things, all right, on a different dimension. You start. But it starts from the testimony of Jesus you have gotten. So you go to Jesus and say, look, what's going on in this place? I need this. My marriage seems to be going to the rocks, all of that. He says, look, there is something you've got to do on this earth to transform this entire thing. This is what I've said concerning marriage. But you can't apply the scriptures like that. He said, you think in them, you have eternal life. All right? Okay? You think in them, you have eternal life. So you take that, you pray unto God, and then you begin, open my eyes, then you begin to prophesy, and you are declaring. So the oil begins to come. It enters into the bowl there. Put up Isaiah 52, verse 13. Look at what it says. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. That's the word there. He shall be exalted and extolled, and shall be very high, because he dealt prudently. Then he goes and says this, fear not, this is not what it is now. Behold, my servant, as many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so mad, more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. Next verse, it says, so shall he sprinkle, or he will do what? Startle nations. I'm telling you, when Dr. Dollar saw it, you don't have the photographs of this, but you put it secondary. Everybody was in shock. In fact, they saw it. We didn't take this photograph. They took this photograph and put it on Instagram. All right? We didn't take the photograph. Are you following me? Dr. Dollar looked at it. He said, he told me, I have two businesses. All I did was to improve what was in existence. He said, you personalize things, you customize things. This is the way American athletes, football players will buy into what you're doing. But I'm telling you that all this happened right here by seeing. In other words, what did this guy see? He must have been doing something somewhere, did something somewhere, and said to himself, if I combine this with this and do this, I can produce this. And he did it for the first time. And nobody in the world had produced that. So let's go on there. It says, Isaiah 52 and verse 14. It says this, so shall he sprinkle. That word sprinkle means startle nations. All right? And the king shall shut their mouth at him, for that which had not been told them, they shall see. Which means, where did this come from? We gave them a pen also. They did something on it. The lady looked and said, you put me in trouble. He just tapped on the door and said, get this done. Find out how they did this thing. I want this also. All right? It says, and that which they have not heard, they shall consider. In other words, it's the Holy Ghost that now comes and starts giving you visibility. Are you following what I'm saying there? Begins to give you visibility in what you're doing. You can change anything once I give you visibility. So this is what it says. Put up Job chapter 22 and verse 28. It says, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established. But how is it going to happen? Unto thee. And the light shall do what? Shine upon your path. Or your ways. So you decree something by this time next year because you've seen it as an utterance. I will be here in my business. Then light comes to your way. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you do it like this, like this, like this, this thing you have said, which is established, will come to pass. But now that we sit down on dance level anointing, you understand? No, prudent, you're not dealing prudently. Right? No improvement in you. I'm not seeing anything. But you say, God will bless me. They ask you questions. Well, you don't know anything. God will bless me. But the oil goes in. And God told me, said, there are seven levels in which you can see anything. An unbeliever can't even see at the first level. So a student says, how am I going to do better than everybody? Is by passing the exam more than them. Which means they scored 85, you scored 100. When you scored 100, it means that the information you put down on paper is superior to any other person. Do you understand what I say? How did you get to that level of scoring 100? You got the scriptures, the testimony of Jesus. He said, well, I want to come out with it. He said, no problem. He says, you shall be the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. So you went to God in prayer. Open my eyes. Let me see the scripture. You began to declare it. All right? The oil started moving to the part of your being that will make you. So it got there. Your eyes started opening up on a different dimension. You sit down in class. You are receiving lectures. The man is explaining things. As you are explaining things, things are popping in your own mind that he's not saying. Because you're operating at a much higher frequency. You are writing down those things he's not saying. You are writing down those things there. The understanding that you are getting out. As I'm preaching now, people are interpreting this on different levels. All right? So, you are writing down the stuff there. Writing. That's why David said, I have more understanding than my teachers. Because your testimonies are my meditation. You are writing down. All those things you wrote down. It's now time for exam. The teacher now feels he's smart. So, he asks the question that he answered. But they answered like that. Which means he's trying to know whether you interpreted what he said correctly. And because you were seeing those things, it's almost like God gave you the questions 3 months. Are you following what I'm saying? So they take you, this is the mountain. It's a mountain of debt. You say, listen, this thing is going to become a plane. So you're praying. Will the bank manager wake up and just wake up one day and send me a text? I say, the money is, we have canceled it. No. You are declaring, suddenly you see something. He says, go and meet them. Tell them that you want to do this, you want to do this, you want to do this. If this, restructure it this way. And what happens is, you say that, they listen to what you're saying, they say, okay, we agree with what you're saying. Within 6 months, everything begins to clear up. Go there, get the testimony of Jesus. Go up to Jesus Christ and look for the word of God. Go to God in prayer. He supplies, all right, grace and begin to declare that into it. The movement starts. Light begins to come to you. As light begins to come, so a man is in business. He says, why have there been no movement? The movement of the camp of God always starts with prophetic utterances. Prophesying will begin motion there. You are the prophet that most, the Bible says, they were helped by prophet. You have got to help what you are doing with your hands. Are you following what I'm saying here? It says, though that beginning was small, it says this. It says the plummet, it tells us it is going to become big there. It says you must also be rejoicing that grace did it alone. Grace did it alone. Grace did it alone. And you are prophesying. Grace did it alone. You are singing and you are prophesying God's word right into it. Light now begins to come. You start seeing things on different dimensions there. You look at things, which means you are now an intense person anywhere. And I saw it in look, this is how successful operates. Minute Dr. Bill Winston saw it, he knew that, listen, I've seen something here we are not doing. Listen, we've got to get this thing into what we are doing. That's why I say you can't go into anywhere and operate just like you are not seeing things. Wherever you walk, God wants to show you things. Which means the Holy Ghost comes inside. I mean, you can even be watching a football match and they are losing the match. The coach changes two people and he changes the two people and you start watching the match and they start winning. And God says, you see your business. Can you see what this coach did if you see it? You are two people there that you are holding as your brother and sister and both of you are sinking together. And then he reminds you of the scripture of Jonah. And then because you are so religious, say, Jonah, it's okay, release these people. Do you understand what I'm saying? So every time you see things, the Bible says that the invisible things of God can be clearly seen and understood by things that are made. In other words, every time you look out, there are invisible things of God speaking to you. This is real Christianity. Not that we just read Bible and we are disconnected. It means this is converted to oil. Oil lightens our eyes. Our eyes are lit up. We now see things that are going on all around us. So you are there, you say, well, how come business is not moving? What you are going to is the place where you are going to see what you ought to do to get that business to move. It says, but to get that, oil has to go to your eyes there so you can see things on a different level. To get that there, you start declaring. You can't wait for somebody, all right? Look, we are not going to get results. Somebody says, okay, professor, over my life. Now, that can help you if you are in agreement and they're helping you. But you can't depend on that. You've got to, all right, operate with what's happening inside you. So then you start seeing things. Right? And the Holy Ghost begins. I mean, I'll give two examples. I'll close here. I remember, the blind guy who came to play at Warbeck, he died. One of the pastors told me, he said, he told somebody, because I'm very sensitive to everything. Anything anybody tells me that moves inside my heart, I take it the Holy Ghost is trying to say something to me. All right? And this is one of the connections many people don't have, how the Holy Ghost invades your natural world. And the tangibility of the Spirit is seen there. Okay? Most people are just, that's why I told people, pray like Pastor Larry Jala said, he said, teenage anointing. You just see some scriptures, you see men as trees and start causing problems. Talking with a sense of superiority. So we're talking about you come to a place where you are in a company where they are talking and all that, and you see things, and you come out and say, it's not like you're quoting scripture to them. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is the one. Look, my friend, people don't understand the scripture. That's not what they want. You see something and say, why don't we do it like this? They do it that way. Prophet jumps. They say, what happened? You say, this is that which is written. But that's why you are doing it, not by power or by might. In other words, somebody is walking in Apple and is right there and is looking at it, let's say an apple there, and comes out with a product that the king say, how did you, we didn't see this. We didn't know what we were playing with had all this in it. The Bible says that's why the scripture says, when they say there's a casting down, you will say there's a lifting up. No, you're not just saying it. You see something. You are seeing something. And you come into the world of real fellowship where the Holy Ghost is working on the inside of you, using things around to show you things. So he's taking the scripture, integrated it into your being. You see, the Roman centurion there, where the Spirit was there, the Roman centurion, that was his background. He was a military man. Now, he understood, all right, the word of God, because he knew that Jesus won't come to the Gentile. So he said, go and tell him that I built a synagogue. He took send the elders of Jew, and he loves our nation. In other words, God said, whosoever blesses Abraham and the seed of Abraham will be blessed. So they laid that before Jesus. Jesus said, all right, I'll go to his house, even though I'm not permitted, according to the letter, but he has fulfilled the covenant there. On his way, hear what I'm saying. Jesus is coming to your house. You are risking that you know more than Jesus here. Do you get what I'm saying? Tell Jesus to stop. He doesn't have to come. You say, why? He said, I am a Roman centurion. I understand command. When I give my word, I don't have to be there. My word must be obeyed. That if this man and he is the Lord there, say it where you are. My child here or my servant here must respond to it. Jesus stopped and said, I've not seen that kind of faith. So let me tell you what happened. When they came in, the Africans had hit power and they understood power from their own background. When they came to our church, they came in with the way they saw it. And because it didn't fit with their culture, they said something was wrong with this. Those people said, no, this is colonialism again. Are you following what I'm saying here? Which means we don't have to do it exactly the way. If they had understood what they were saying, emergence would have occurred. I showed you during last night, Jesus is Jesus. He wanted to heal that blind man. He took him out of a city he had placed. In other words, you don't know certain things. You don't know the history of certain things. God just shows you some. Are you following what I'm saying? And so he wants to take us to this dimension. All right? Open your eyes. So you begin to see things and you're put. All right? Well, connect the dots there in the realm of the Spirit.
Thank you for watching.